A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
And we continue to sort through the details in the aftermath. Still people in shock. What happened at the Butler Farm Show rally Saturday night? And Rico Elmore is a councilman for the Rochester Borough, tech sergeant for the Air National Guard, and vice chairman of the Republican Committee in Beaver County, who was there. Rico, appreciate you coming on. I know you have been in great demand for sharing your story, including here on KDK. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So for those that don't know, you were at the rally, and as things started to unwind with the first shots fired, what did you see? What was your story?
Well, I was only there as a speaker for the pre-programming. Had a great speech. Things were great. The day was beautiful. At a time of the shots fired, I seen everyone in chaos and panic. Everybody froze at the same time. That flight or flight took hold, and people froze where they were standing. And no one could believe what was going on.
Did you think at first, many reported they thought, oh, it's firecrackers, but then quickly realized that was not the case?
After the first shot, I said, oh, these are firecrackers. Who would bring firecrackers to a rally like this? Followed by the second and third shots going out, I knew at that time that this was gunshots.
And in fact, you were close to one of those who was injured and shot.
I was. I was actually sitting to the right of the stage in the VIP section with Dave McCormick, Sean Purnell, and John David Longo. We were all sitting in the VIP section with others. I had turned around to look into the stands to find out someone was yelling for a medic and said that he's been shot. I looked around. I didn't see any medic. So I took my tie off. I grabbed my bottle of water, utilizing military training that I know of, self-aid buddy care and trauma care response. And I ran to the barrier and jumped over the barrier and ran up to the stands to provide aid, where I found a deceased Mr. Corey, who is a true American hero and protecting his family. He was slumped over in the bleachers. So me and the doctor who was there were able to pull him out of the bleachers, turn him over. The doctor started performing CPR, and I held his head where the wound had inflicted.
And we're speaking of Corey Comparator, who was a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter, and at one point chief for the Buffalo Township Volunteer Fire Department, graduated from Freeport High School, has two daughters and a wife, and he had moved to protect his daughter and wife at that moment, and that bullet took his life. It's such a tragedy. But in that moment, there you are, Rico. Even though your military training, this is obviously something you'll never forget. But how has it changed you, even in the last few days, dealing with some level of shock, I would imagine?
It has changed my whole perspective, really, on, you know, caring for those around me, being vigilant of what's going on around me, just being able to respond. You know, I did what I thought anybody would do. I did what was right, and I would do it for anyone. My facts of life are just, you know, being a community individual, helping people when I need, when I can. I mean, that's why I have coming up this Saturday, I have a book bag giveaway, you know, giving book bags to kids in need. So
where are you going to do that, Rico, so we can let people know?
I'm doing that in Beaver County at the Community College of Beaver County.
When? Yeah. So we'll let...
I'm doing that this Saturday, the 20th, and that's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And we appreciate that. And I'm sure it's crossed your mind that bullet could have been you.
Yeah, I had thought about that, but that thought was very quickly taken out of my mind, because what was important was getting to the people that were there. So, you know, helping Secret Service and the police clear out everybody that was there, even after I had helped family members down, other individuals down to the ground level to get out, to evacuate. I ran back in to help people get out of the area, because it was a danger zone, and I would rather put my life in danger to get them out of danger than to, you know, not do anything.
Rico, I'm Paul Rasmussen here. I'd like to ask a question about the position of the stands that you were in. There were three grandstands there, one in the middle, one on the right, one on the left. Were you on the one on the right, and is that where people were wounded?
People were wounded on the one to the speaker's right. I was situated in the front of the grandstand in the VIP section on the ground.
Behind the speaker?
To the right of the speaker.
Okay, I get you. Thank you for that. I've been wondering, you know, how was it that these people were wounded, that I was imagining that they were behind and to President Trump's left, but no, they were in the ones in the stands on the right.
Corey, the deceased, he was in the stands to the right of the speaker. The other individuals, I do not know where they were. At the point of the first and second shots, I had turned my back to the speaker and focused where the shots were coming from and ran towards that direction. So everything that was going on behind me, I was unaware of.
Apparently, and we've all seen the video multiple times, the shot came, if you're looking at the video, and the shot came from the left side and then went to the right, that set of stands, Paul. Yeah,
so it went from, you know, through that right set of stands, you know, heading toward the president.
And apparently one bullet hit a hydraulic line, and there was some shrapnel type also. So... Rico, appreciate you taking time to share your story. Glad you're safe, and thanks for jumping in to help. And sure, as you pointed out, it's going to change your life in some way forever.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I just say prayers to the family in this tough time they're going through.
Rico Elmore, we appreciate you. Thank you. And Rico, again, it's Saturday at the Beaver County Community College. She has a backpack giveaway, 10 to 2. As believe it or not, families are already getting ready. The back-to-school thing, you're going to be hearing a lot about that in the days to come. This is the Big Kim Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you. And we're looking for heroes, hometown heroes, into our 12th year. And early October, we'll gather together to celebrate five community hometown heroes who have done extraordinary things without looking at anything for themselves. And you can go to kdkradio.com, and there's a nomination form online. And I'm thinking, you know, people just in the last few days have sent in nominations for hometown heroes. Certainly, there are many who were at that rally at the Butler Farm Show Saturday. Many, probably too many to name, but what gratitude we have for the people who step up in those moments. And Paul, prior to, you know, the tragic moment, there were a lot of people dealing with that heat up there who were having heat exhaustion issues.
Didn't you say they were being treated for heat exhaustion at Butler Memorial when then they had to turn around everything upside down to take the president in?
Right. We talked to the president and CEO of the Independence Health System, Ken DeFurio, yesterday, and he wanted to make sure to thank his team and all the people who cooperated because they were pressed into service, something you hope will never happen, right? When you hear how many people they ended up treating. So, and I thought Ken was really appropriate when he said, hey, I also want to thank all the medical professionals in this community, of which we have, as you know, Paul, one of the greatest resources for healthcare in the world here in southwestern Pennsylvania. We really do. And I don't think people take it for granted for the most part. I think you understand. You don't have to go too far where if you had an issue, you wished you were home here. And how many people come here, even from out of the country, to be treated for different reasons. So overall, we do thank our healthcare professionals, and in particular in this moment, Butler Memorial Hospital and their staff. I'm sure they're very proud of their team, too. So, looking for hometown heroes. In the midst of everything that happened yesterday, and there's so much to go through and sort through, Paul, was the fact that this case against Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago with the classified documents, that was thrown out very early in the morning. And Jan Crawford is CBS's legal expert.
In her 93-page decision, Judge Eileen Cannon said the special counsel was not properly appointed under federal law, ending, for now, Jack Smith's prosecution of the former president for his handling of classified documents.
I had every right to have these documents, personal belongings, and boxes.
On Truth Social, Trump hailed the dismissal of what he called a lawless indictment. The decision largely tracks an opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas in this month's Supreme Court presidential immunity case, when he suggested Smith's appointment was unconstitutional. Cannon agreed because, among other reasons, she said Smith was an inferior officer prosecuting Trump, not a U.S. attorney or an official confirmed by the Senate. If the political branches wish to grant the Attorney General power to appoint Special Counsel Smith to investigate and prosecute this action.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your gold pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
with the full powers of a United States attorney, there is a valid means by which to do so.
She's not saying that it's impossible to have a special counsel appointed. She's saying if you are going to do it, there are specific pathways that are permissible under the Constitution to do it. And the Justice Department just didn't take one of those pathways here.
This was widely seen as the strongest of the cases against Trump, though a trial was highly unlikely before the election in November. Now, those odds are about zero. Jan Crawford, CBS News, Washington.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, and we welcome from Milwaukee. We got to go all the way to Milwaukee. Kevin Sheehan is there. He is a local alternate delegate for the Congressional District 12. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Much better today. I think a lot of people starting to unwind a little bit. It's been an emotional roller coaster, shock, anger, sadness. But I think in the moment last night that you experienced, uplifting too, correct?
Yes, definitely so.
And so talk about being at a convention. Have you ever been a delegate before?
No, this is the first time. An alternate delegate, and some of my friends were talking about we need to make sure that Donald Trump gets elected as our Republican candidate for president. So we said, hey, let's all become delegates. So we filled out our petitions in January, and each district gets three delegates and three alternate delegates. And so we got the six of us got our names on the petitions for District 12, and there's six of us for District 17. Well, there's five of us for District 17. One person dropped out. And so the primary election came, and I got selected. I got elected. I got 22,000 votes for District 12 to be an alternate delegate to represent our Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, that's, an honor to be a delegate. And I would imagine you're very excited to be there. So walk us through what you experienced last night in the first evening of what's going to be a big week.
It was awesome. The you've got all 50 states there, plus the territories were there. They all had their people. And so the main delegates were on the main floor. Us alternate delegates were on the next row up in the stands. And then our guests were also they were up above us as well. And so there's probably close to 50,000 people when you count everybody in there, the news media, all the different candidates.
And many. Wow.
Yeah, it was just uproar. It was just so electrifying.
When you say guests, you get like a plus one, two to bring people there.
That's exactly what it's called. It's called a plus one.
Okay. I didn't realize you got to do that.
Each delegate and each alternate delegate gets a plus one.
And going in, you knew that Donald Trump had selected his running mate, freshman Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. And then Donald Trump appeared, didn't give a speech, right? But I can't imagine what that reception must have been like.
Oh, it was amazing. I was there in Butler County Fair when they shot at him. So I feared after the shots rang out, I feared he was gone. But he survived. And so to see him last night was, first knowing that he survived was ecstatic. We were just so happy that he survived. And then to see him in person yesterday was it was a crowning jewel. I guess our crowning jewel is going to be Thursday night when all the balloons drop from the ceiling.
So for you, and I would imagine we're talking to Kevin Sheehan, who is an alternate delegate from our area, District 12 here, being at the rally and now being at the convention, you're in a very rare seat because most of those people would not have experienced what you did So I imagine the motions are very high.
Yes. Yeah. And even making it more ironic, the alleged shooter was from Bethel Park. And that's where I live.
Yeah, I'm sure that community is traumatized just because of that. That's obviously not a reputation you want for your town. And I'm sure they're feeling that. I'm sure you're feeling that. So you go from this incredible swing of emotions. How do you think what you experienced Saturday and now this week will change you?
It's something I'll never forget. This would have been my fourth Trump rally, and they're just so electric. The good feelings, the electricity that you get from everybody's friends, you get from 15,000 to 30,000 people there, and you know everybody's friendly to each other and happy. And then that when Donald Trump talks, it's so uplifting. And then so that's what we were expecting. Again, Saturday, that's all we were getting, and until the shots rang out, and then it was shock.
Well, we have heard from a journalist who's a Pittsburgh gal, born and raised on the North Side, who works for multiple publications, including the Washington Examiner, was with Donald Trump, spoke to him before he took the stage, and then got a phone call from him on Saturday because she was supposed to travel with him and do a profile interview. He called her, asked her if she was all right, and then he said that he's throwing out the speech he originally planned for Thursday night and is going to try to utilize this moment to unite the country. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have, and that's great. That's what we need, and that's what, once he's elected president, and I think that's what we're going to start to see.
Kevin, I appreciate you taking time, and thanks for sharing your story. Obviously happy that you're here and survived Saturday, and it's going to be an electrifying week for those gathered in Milwaukee. Thank you.
Yes, it is. It's going to be really fun, and it's exciting to see all the friends that I know, all the people I've met, and one of the things I'm doing is I'm trying to exchange state pins. So I got this Pennsylvania pin.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to meet the delegates from the other states and trade.
Collect them all. It's a party atmosphere now, I can imagine.
It is from here on out. Week. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Sheehan is a alternate delegate, District 12 in Milwaukee, representing the area, which ironically does include Bethel Park, on the Big K Morning Show. The voice of Smokey Robinson is featured next weekend, HM3 Partners Independence Fund, Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. So two big nights, star-studded entertainment. Friday, July 26th, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Pat Benatar and her husband Neil Giraldo, world-class guitarist. And then Saturday night, Smokey Robinson and a superstar artist, back-to-back. You can get details at hm3.org, hm3.org. You ever see Smokey Robinson, Paul?
Not in person.
You wanna?
I would love to.
Yeah, that's going to be a special weekend. And coming up on that Thursday, Jerome Bettis, Hall of Famer, and Mel Blunt, Hall of Famer. And Smokey's a Hall of Famer, not only in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but in the Singer-Songwriters Hall of Fame as well.
What an amazing songwriter he is.
Hall of Famer Bill Cowher will be in attendance, and his wife, Queen Bee, is going to open for Pat Benatar.
By the way, did I just see correctly in your little rundown that Mel Blunt is going to be on with us this morning?
Yeah, he's coming up right after the news at the top of the hour.
Yeah,
we're kind of
all right,
teeing it up, because you talk about hometown heroes.
This guy's youth homework is
that's
what
it.
A hero, yeah.
That work with young people to change the direction of their lives is so important. The most important work is working with our youth, because obviously they represent our future and you have to give them hope. And yeah, we're going to talk to Mel about that coming up. And in the midst of looking for heroes, we have a lot of them right here. And Mel Blunt is one of them.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.